We hope so. We are trying to communicate it. We are trying to point a finger on it. We will have elections in like 60 days. So there is also a question if the government or the ministry will really try to go for it and try to ban it, or if they leave it for the next government, which there's always a question who will be the new ministry and how they will go about this subject. But yeah, we are at least trying to communicate that there could be something that would involve a lot of people who use vaping because it's really popular in Czech Republic. So, and it's basically one of the reasons why the smoking population drops the most in EU, because we have the optionality to choose not only cigarettes, not only heated tobacco, not only pouches, but also vaping. So that's of course great for consumers.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Vaping Unplugged podcast. Everything you need to know about vaping and tobacco harm reduction.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Vaping Unplugged. As you already know, we discuss all about vaping and safer nicotine alternatives here and the policies globally. And today we will be talking about the situation in the Czech Republic as there were some changes, and we would like to see what's going on in the country regarding vaping and safer nicotine alternatives. And for that, we invited the founder of the Generation Without Smoke, Petr Horáček. Hi, Petr, and thank you so much for being with us today, first of all.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. And let's get started.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before we usually dive into the policy talk and discuss what's going on in the country in depth, I'd like to ask you to maybe introduce yourself to our listeners, maybe tell them what your organization does and how did you get involved with the harm reduction movement generally?
Yeah, well, basically, we as organization Generace bez konce in Czech language, we were established in 2024 by me and my friend who is also involved. And as a group, well, we both are users of nicotine products, of new nicotine products. I'm mostly in pouches. So, and we were a little bit upset about how the government and all the states views the new products and how they are trying to just kneel on them and try to be really harsh on them. So we were thinking that if we can help to navigate an environment in favor of tobacco harm reduction, which is, in my view at least, beneficiary not only to users because you can use nicotine more safely, but also towards the state because of lower health costs and better quality of life for people. So basically that was our thinking, and we were trying and we are trying to communicate the benefits of the new products and the risks of well, government going the opposite way, even though in Czech Republic basically the government is trying, or it declared that they want to go the tobacco harm reduction way, but there are always some voices which are trying to push it another way. So
yeah, I can see that. But let's discuss all of that more in depth, okay? Because there is some sort of, like, I don't know, different approaches, it seems, because there might be the one direction where you can see that the government is taking a harm reduction approach, but another direction where there are newer restrictions introduced on vaping or less nicotine alternatives. So as a starting question, could you somehow make like a summary of what's going on in the country? You said that you started the movement because you were not satisfied of how the government is actually approaching less risky alternatives, right? So maybe you could tell us what's the current situation and what are the main challenges that consumers face at the moment.
Basically, the current situation isn't that bad because we have some tobacco harm reduction foundations in place. All products are legal, which is good because in other countries in EU, for example, pouches aren't legal, which is, I think, crazy, mostly because it's probably the safest way how to use nicotine except of replacement therapy. But yeah, in Czech, we were one of the first countries to introduce regulation on nicotine pouches, which is good. We have relatively good taxation, which should increase gradually in the next 3 years. So we will see what happens next. But there are always some voices from the government that are trying to go away from this setting, which is working fine because Czech Republic is one of the places where the smoking prevalence drops the most in at least in the EU. So last year there was some push to ban, for example, flavors in vaping, which is not good because, as all of we know, the flavors are one of the main benefits, and only, for example, I'm not sure if I'm correct on the number, but it's in low, very low single digit flavors that are only tobacco in vaping that are consumed. So flavors are definitely a big big benefit. So there, it was one of the problems, for example, last year, and maybe for this year as well, because the Ministry of Health is also discussing it, at least in inside of the ministry for now.
Yeah, and before we actually talk about the proposed flavor ban and what could be the implications of it, I want to get back to the risk-based taxation that you already mentioned, mm-hmm. because I think it's not that often, especially across the EU, that you meet this kind of model, right? And more of a progressive approach, endorsing harm reduction, recognizing that these products are carrying less risk, therefore they should be taxed less, for instance, and be more affordable for consumers. How do you think that affected the whole situation and the smoking prevalence even in the Czech Republic?
Well, first of all, I think that you really need to have legal products, and taxation, when it's set correctly, that is, that if it's less harmful, it should be less taxed. It's good. That is how generally it works in Czech Republic, even though, as I said, the taxation should increase in gradually in the next 3 years. The increase is bigger, for example, in IQOS and HYLA, the heated products. But nevertheless, it's relatively okay. But I think that one of the benefits when the government introduced taxes is that they are trying to, or they legalize the products, which is good. I think that it's one of the few benefits, our taxation is relatively okay. Even though, for example, we increased a lot taxation on cigarettes, that translated to a bigger gray and black market, because there isn't good enforcement of the law, basically, or of the cigarettes coming from other places.
Yeah, that always is a problem, actually. But still, like we when it comes to vapes and less risky nicotine alternatives, it's good to see that there is a model that could actually be example for other countries all across the EU as well. And very recently, we had this campaign, Champions of Change, and I know you were there, and in Brussels, and it was really nice to recognize the success of the Czech Republic in that sense. So it's a really model that the policymaker should stick to, in my opinion. But things tend to be happening in another direction as well. So let's talk a little bit about the proposed flavor ban that you already mentioned. What is proposed exactly? So what kind of flavor ban or restrictions can consumers in Czech Republic be facing? And what do you think would be the impact of that?
Well, the initial proposal by ministry was to ban basically all flavor vaping products except from tobacco flavor. And the reasoning was to protect kids from vaping. There was a really strong pushback by consumer groups, but even addictologists and some politicians. So the ministry promised some changes to that. Currently, there is an interministerial discussion process about flavors, and it should ban the child appealing flavors like candy, but it should leave a variety of other flavors, which should be okay. At least for me, I view it as something which is right, because we all want to protect childs from those products, at least until they turn 18. So that's right, but we will see how it turns out in reality. And if the proposal would be like this, I think it's absolutely okay. It could help maybe prevent some underage usage, which would be okay. But we heard that there are still some tries to push a ban for all flavors or for different, like, they try to rewrite it the way that even though they don't ban basically flavors, they ban them nevertheless. So, and of course, if that would be the case, the result would be increased gray and black market. Maybe some people would go back to cigarettes or to other less or more harmful products. So, of course, it wouldn't be good. For not even for the people, but even for the government, because they would collect less taxes. So I don't see the point why to ban flavors which are like fruit or menthol, because as I said, I think it's like a really low percentage of people who only use tobacco flavor in vaping.
Yeah, it's always like that in every country, basically. Hopefully, they're going to come up with more balanced policy on that. And let's see that and hope that the progress that the Czech Republic has been making is not hindered by the further restrictions.
Yeah. We hope so. We are trying to communicate it. We are trying to point a finger on it. We will have elections in like 60 days. So there is also a question if the government or the ministry will really try to go for it and try to ban it, or if they leave it for the next government, which there's always a question who will be the new ministry and how they will go about this subject. But yeah, we are at least trying to communicate that there could be something that would involve a lot of people who use vaping, because it's really popular in Czech Republic. And it's basically one of the reasons why the smoking population drops the most in EU, because we have the optionality to choose not only cigarettes, not only heated tobacco, not only pouches, but also vaping. So that's of course great for consumers.
I have one follow-up question, because it's interesting. Usually it's like a global problem, I guess. It's not like one specific country where we meet that, but usually like there is so much misinformation and there are so much misconceptions about less risky nicotine alternatives, especially vaping. What's the situation in the Czech Republic? Do you think consumers are more or less well informed about that? Are policymakers informed? Like, what's the overall picture in that sense?
Well, I think that basically everywhere people are not aware enough about the less risky alternatives. I think that in Czech Republic, it might be a little better than in other countries in EU, but still there is a lot to be done about it. Because, for example, if this year I was in Liverpool and there was an ad for if you try to quit smoking, you can go for vaping, we can help you. It was something like that. And NHS, which is basically their health organization, main health organization, is trying to convert smokers to vaping. There's nothing like it in Czech Republic, which I think is a bit shame. It could help a lot of people, and it has better success than the replacement therapy, even though it's maybe even not healthier, but even less risky. So, and about the policymakers, I think it really depends on which party you are talking to and which concrete position you talk to. I think most of them probably know that there are other alternatives, that they are less risky. But on the other hand, there is a lot of people from more like traditional parties which are more focused about the children and maybe even about the possibility to increase tax collection from basically anything involving nicotine, no matter how risky or unhealthy it is. So
yeah,
it depends on concrete position.
Yeah, of course. I see that. Well, also, like, judging from what you said right now, it's not the worst. Like, the situation in the Czech Republic is not the worst. We see the countries where the restrictions are way, way harsher. So it would be good to maintain the progress that the country has been making, actually, and even go further. So talking about that, what would be, since you're from Czech Republic, I think then this model can be applied anywhere, but what would be the ideal model, in your opinion, in the Czech Republic when it comes to generally harm reduction and having consumers who can choose between less risky nicotine alternatives and switch using this method?
Well, first of all, I think that we really need to stay at the course where we have all the products available to people. Then I think just because it's how it is, it's the same for a few thousand years now, and it's better to use it the safe way than through the cigarettes. So I think that people should be informed more about that there are some less risky alternatives. They should be informed by their doctors if they smoke. So there could be some campaigns about that subject, because it could, as I said, not only help the people, but also to reduce the costs in health costs, basically to state. So campaigns, education in schools, and education from doctors to people who smoke. That's basically what I think could help the most.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thanks for that. And since we are about to see the upcoming restriction on flavors, I would like to hear what would be your kind of a call to action for consumers. What do you think they could do to prevent that from happening?
Well, I think that they can try to communicate to, because we will have an election, they can try to communicate their opinions about that subject to the candidates, basically, where it's probably the best thing to do, just to express their opinions about that and try to be vocal. I think it's also big part about it is at our at groups like we are, just to make it clear that there can be some regulation coming, and try to concentrate people about that subject and try to be heard. that this is not the way how we should go about regulating nicotine products.
Yes, absolutely. And always for people who are actually using less risky products as a means to quit smoking, just talk about your story. And because this type of like individual stories matter to politicians, they actually don't know how much it helps people to switch from combustion and then maybe possibly quit completely, right? So
yeah. I also think it's a matter of like personal choice. I think it's absolutely fair to have a cigarette taxed, or even the nicotine products or even alcohol if it's harmful, and there should be some taxation to compensate for it. But there should be the possibility to use it when it's less harmful, and let people just choose what they want to use, even though it's like not beneficial to your health, but it's just question of your personal freedom to me. Of course, let it be taxed, let it be regulated to not involve children or under usage. It's absolutely okay, but some sort of a personal freedom should be even in nicotine products. At least it's how I view it.
Yeah, I mean, people have used and have been using and will use nicotine. So it's time to look at that more progressively, I guess, and see that it should be well regulated. And the very fact that like they will be legal on the market is a more effective way to prevent underage people from using it, actually. So there should be strict age restrictions and a choice for adult consumers to purchase those products. I totally agree.
There's probably one more thing which I think is important, because people usually misinform it about the nicotine, because nicotine is stimulant, which is addictive. It's not it can be harmful to your heart if you use it a lot. It can increase blood pressure, all of those things. But on the other hand, it's not it doesn't make cancer in your body. You know what I mean. It doesn't make cancer in your body. It's not carcinogenic. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. So and it's. It's not as harmful as smoking. It's just stimulant, basically. So if you use it carefully, if you use it in right doses, if you use it from products which doesn't contain all the smoke and all the bad parts, which are bad and which makes cancer, it's not as bad as people view it. So basically, I think we also need some more information about nicotine to get into the public and even to our government and politicians.
Yes, it's very important, I guess, to also debunk all of those myths, because the myth that nicotine causes cancer is very popular, even in medical health experts. Some of the doctors believe that nicotine is the reason of cancer from smoking, which is not. It's combustion and it's tar, right? So it's really important for people to understand that if it's nicotine is an addictive substance in a cigarette. So if people want to use nicotine or want to slowly even quit nicotine, it's better for them to use it in a less risky way than combined with thousands of toxicants that are produced during
combustion. Yeah, and I think that we should also take example from countries like Sweden, which shows us really in a great way that if most of the population go to pouches or to less other alternative, it is shown in less cancers, not even in lungs, but also in mouth and in the neck. So it's really like a way which we should be inspired by.
Yes, definitely. Sweden, the UK, New Zealand, we have like real life examples in the countries where harm reduction is endorsed and it actually works. So yeah, it definitely is important for policymakers to be aware that they can actually make smoking cessation easier for consumers rather than getting in their way.
Bad examples like Australia, where the gangs and the black market is on the rise. There is a lot of problems, violent problems even. So yeah, we should be careful about how we go about the regulation and try to be more sensible.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're slowly moving to the last part of our interview. So thank you, Petr, so much for sharing your insight and for educating us about the situation in the Czech Republic. I would wish you all the success with the upcoming fights to defend vaping and less risky nicotine alternatives. And hopefully Czech Republic will not hinder its success with harm reduction. Let's see what happens.
Well, I hope it works out fine for us, and it works out well in EU as well, because there will be another fight in coming months or in the next year. So, and thank you again for invite and for all your work that you are doing to promote safer ways how to use nicotine. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for everyone. To everyone who is listening to us, and keep in mind we will be back with another episode very soon, so make sure to follow the activities of Generacja bez kury. No, sorry, I'm not good with but we're gonna have the website link in our description of the podcast, and also the activities of the World Vapers Alliance. And stay active, stay informed, and vape on. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.